This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 299 for Wednesday, March 8th. I'm Phil Franz Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's downturn, despite a firmer tone in Chicago soy oil. Canola, 60 cents to $2 lower, the May contract down $1.60 at $811.30 per ton. Damage was done from a chart standpoint during yesterday's sell-off, with the May contract falling below nearby chart support to trade at its lowest level in 5 weeks. The USDA is set to release its monthly supply-demand estimates later today, and any surprises in that data will likely set the direction of trade by the close. Participants will be watching for any revisions to production estimates out of South America. Canola does remain attractively priced from an end-user perspective, and that should be keeping some buying interest in the market, at least on a scaled-down basis. In the U.S., activity is mixed as traders position themselves ahead of the monthly supply-demand report. Soybeans are trading within a few cents of unchanged in the most active months, the May contract up 2 cents now at $15.18 per bushel. South American production estimates will be followed closely, while another downward revision to Argentina's soybean crop is likely. Brazil is still expected to have a record large crop. Adjustments to U.S. carryout stocks are also expected, with average guesses pointing to slightly tighter ending stocks than predicted last month. Corn, it is also bouncing around unchanged in early trade. The May contract up a half cent at 634 and three quarters. Average trade guesses call for an increase in the U.S. corn carryout, with cuts to exports expected. However, the likelihood of a smaller crop out of Argentina should cause global stocks of the grain to tighten. Wheat, it is mixed. The bias lower, though, in the most active contracts. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the May contract at $8.46 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in the May contract at $7.93 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 9 cents in the May contract at $6.88 per bushel. Only minor adjustments to the U.S. and world wheat numbers are anticipated in today's report, but improving moisture conditions in parts of the southern U.S. plains weighed on wheat values, with big crops in Australia and Russia also bearish. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Warkinson. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.